This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Americans hit the road.
It really is a kickoff to a return to travel for so many people.
Morning begins. In San Jose.
We will heal and we'll heal together.
Tulsa Massacre Memorial canceled.
We are remembering and we are going to still rise.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The Memorial Day weekend getaway is on, and Americans are hopping planes, trains, and packing into cars to get out of Dodge. And they're doing it in record post-pandemic numbers.
We've been cooped up in our houses for so long that it's really fun to have an opportunity to finally get out.
One in four say they're traveling over the next few days, many for the first time in more than a year. Correspondent Errol Barnett begins our coverage on the road in northern New Jersey.
The good news is we're moving, but the bad news is it is early. We're moving southbound down the New Jersey Turnpike right now. This is a major artery, of course, and as I speak to people, and what we hear again and again and again is that after 14 months under lockdown, folks are just desperate to reconnect.
I'm Jim Crisula along Interstate 40 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
I try not to drive, but Memorial Day weekend, we go everywhere.
He and his family are headed to the South Carolina coast, and estimated 37 million Americans will hit the road or take to the sky. That will be up 60% from last year, but still below pre-pandemic levels. Many tourist spots are coming alive this weekend, as we hear from Dave Cohen in New Orleans.
Starting this weekend, New Orleans is allowing parades to return to the streets for the first time in over a year, a key part of the city's culture. Also important to the Big Easy, letting bars stay open all night again. Having a closing time during the pandemic was a foreign concept.
52.1% of the eligible population are fully vaccinated in New Orleans.
New Orleans spokesman Bo Tidwell says they're on track for 70% fully vaccinated by the 4th of July.
In some places, the weather won't cooperate this weekend. CBS meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
In Wisconsin, it is snowing. At the end of May, this storm is going to slowly move to the east, and we're going to see waves of rain, maybe 2 to 4 inches of rain in places like New Jersey and New York City. Record low maximum temperatures with highs only in the 50s on Saturday and really even into Sunday.
In San Jose, California, new information shows the man who killed 9 coworkers, then himself, at the Valley Transportation Authority this week, planned his attack for years. We've also learned Samuel Cassidy was scheduled for a disciplinary hearing the morning of the massacre. CBS's Lilia Luciano is near the scene.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Hundreds gathered in downtown San Jose to honor those killed in the rail yard shooting.
He was the most selfless man ever. He did everything for everybody.
Audrey Romo's family waited 12 hours Wednesday to learn that her father, Timothy Michael Romo, was one of the victims.
Paul Mejia.
Another one of the victims, 42-year-old Paul Mejia, is being remembered as a selfless family man.
We love you.
Yesterday was the saddest moment of my life.
His father, Leonard, says he lost his best friend and is heartbroken thinking about all the big events the married father of four will miss.
Graduation. His dad's not going to be there.
The Senate stayed up late, debating a bill to create an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A vote is expected later today, and it may not go Democrats' way. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Republican leaders are against the effort.
I do not believe the additional extraneous commission would uncover crucial new facts
or promote healing.
Democrats say it's essential to investigate the lead-up to January 6th.
There's no excuse for a Republican not to vote for this unless they don't want to hear the truth.
Senator Lisa Murkowski, a moderate Republican, agrees.
We just can't pretend that nothing bad happened or that people just got too excitable. Something bad happened. And it's important to lay that out.
Russian hackers may be at it again. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has details on the latest reported breach.
Hackers linked to Russia's main intelligence agency are believed to have seized an email system used by the State Department, according to the New York Times. This involved USAID, an international aid agency, and the goal was reportedly to track human rights groups critical of Russian President Putin. This comes just weeks ahead of a summit between Putin and President Biden, and it may be the same group behind the SolarWinds cyber attack, but was detected much faster this time.
A major event this Monday, marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa, Oklahoma race massacre, has been canceled. It was billed as a tribute to the hundreds of black people killed or injured by a white mob. But CBS News has learned survivors and their descendants were demanding $1 million each. Organizers say they couldn't come up with the money in time. This woman is taking the news in stride.
The disappointment has already happened when they burned Wall Street down. So right now, we don't have no more time to be disappointed. Right now, all we have is energy to rise and do better and continue to build and rebuild.
Bill Cosby is sticking with prison. The 83-year-old TV star has been denied parole again after refusing a treatment program for sex offenders. Cosby serving 3 to 10 years in Pennsylvania for sex assault. A search continues for 10 people missing off the Florida Keys.
The Coast Guard says survivors told them their boat capsized sometime Wednesday evening. A Coast Guard cutter crew was on routine patrol when it spotted several people in the water. At about 1 p.m. Thursday, they say they rescued eight and found two sets of remains. The Coast Guard confirmed the boat was carrying Cuban migrants trying to make it here to Florida. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The Southwest passenger accused of hitting a flight attendant, knocking out two of her teeth, has been grounded. The airline says Viviana Quiñones is banned from Southwest permanently. She's charged with a felony count of battery. More countries are opening their borders to tourists, but that doesn't mean travelers can forget about COVID testing, vaccines, or face masks. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
In some cases, you'll have to continue to get tested multiple times as a requirement to enter and stay in these countries. And if you're returning to the U.S., you must get a negative COVID-19 test in order to fly home, even if you've been vaccinated.
The real voice behind a popular R&B duo has been silenced forever.
Vanilli was famously outed for lip-syncing in the late 80s, but John Davis was one of the true voices of the duo. His family confirms he died of coronavirus, asking fans on Facebook to give him one final round of applause. The group sold millions of records and won a Grammy for Best New Artist in 1990. Davis was 66. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
L.A. pitcher Shohei Ohtani is just fine. Angels manager Joe Maddon says his hurling ace missed his start against Oakland because he couldn't get to the game on time.
The bus coming over, I guess there was an accident on the Bay Bridge, and they had to go on back and jump on the BART. There was an issue with the transfer on the BART.
Angels lost to the A's 5-0. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, May 28th, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.